You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hello, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to episode 3 of the Doing English Podcast. Yes, that's right. We are 3 episodes in, which means this time next week, it'll be the 1 month anniversary of this podcast. I'm having fun, and I certainly hope that you are too. And if you are having fun, and if you are getting a lot out of this podcast, if you're learning something, do me a favor, go over to iTunes and type Doing English into the search bar and leave a review. Let me know what you think of this podcast. Give me your feedback. So, what are we going to be doing today in today's exciting episode? Today, I'm going to share with you one of my secrets to success. One of the big lessons that I've learned over the last couple of years. And in fact, this is part one of a two-part mini-series. Well, I'm not too sure that two parts counts as a series, but it's a two-part episode anyway. So, but first of all, let me just say that today is a bit of a special day for me. Why is today a special day for me? Because today I completely smashed my all-time running record. That's right, I run. I'll talk more about that in a moment. But today I ran further and actually faster than I normally run. Until now, I've been running, for the last few months, I've been running on average about 4, 5, 6 kilometers a day. But recently, in the Doing English Plus community, a few of us decided to make kind of a running circle. There's only a few of us. There's not so many of us. It's not a competition, but, you know, it's something that we can do together, can share our progress with each other. And Sebastian, one of the members last week, suggested that this weekend we test ourselves. We do a bit of a challenge and we run 10 kilometers on the same day. Now, unfortunately, I was busy with other things and I couldn't do it on the designated day. And then the next day too, for one reason or another, my schedule was too full and I couldn't do it. But today, 2 days late, yes, better late than never, I took up the challenge and I ran a completely new route. It was a route that I've wanted to run for a while, but it's a route that I probably should have ran in the day, not in the evening after it got dark. But it was a 10-kilometer route up a river in the middle of Tokyo. I ran up one river, up close to the Tokyo Sky Tree, and then round across another river and back down one of the major rivers. So I'm running on a riverside path, completely removed from the roads and from the main path. Pretty dark. There's no lights, just the light of the moon. You know, there's high grass on either side of the path. Lots of bridges, highways, you know, going under railway bridges and highways and things. Very, very dark underneath. And to be honest, if it were the UK, I would never, ever, ever consider running somewhere like that. Probably not in the light, but definitely not after dark. It would be like running with a sign attached to me saying, rape me, mug me, beat me up or something. I'm not exactly the biggest of guys. And for the UK, I'm actually pretty small. At 59 kilograms, I am well below the average weight for British guys. And I'm a few inches short of the average height as well. So it would have been asking for it, running that kind of route in the UK. But in Japan, I feel quite safe in doing it. Although possibly it wasn't such a good idea. But it was fine anyway. But the point is I ran a new route. That is kind of important, and that is something which I will talk about next week. And there is an important lesson there for your English. But spurred on by the Doing English Plus group, I pushed myself and I ran this new route further than I had before. And I actually ran, in the end, I didn't quite make 10 kilometers, so I need to do it again. I actually ran 9.8 kilometers, 200 meters short. I ran it in 46 minutes, 23 seconds, which for me is a really good time. That works out as an average pace of about 4 minutes, 45 seconds per kilometer. Not amazing, but pretty good, I think, for me. But why am I talking about this? Why am I talking about my running? You see, back in 2013, I had no energy. I've never been the kind of person to play sports. I've never been the kind of person to exercise. I've always been the kind of person to sit. I like to read books. I use the computer a lot. When I was younger, video games were my life, you know. Spent all my time sitting, playing video games and reading books. As a result, I have very little muscle, very little stamina, and I tire very easily, or at least I did, anyway. 2011, 2012, I took a master's. During that time, I was very, very busy. Then I finished my master's, and I was working as a head teacher in a business English school. I was working as a head teacher there, and I was living rather a stressful lifestyle. I was working quite long hours, quite strange hours. I was getting home very late every evening and eating very, very late. And I wasn't exactly healthy at that time. And I was considering starting a PhD. And in fact, I was just in the process of applying for that. I was putting together my research proposal. But I was finding it really hard to do, because I just had no energy for it. I was just so tired all the time. I thought to myself, something has got to be done here. I can't keep going like this. I was just sick and tired of being tired. Somebody I know, somewhat of a mentor to me, somewhat of an advisor, suggested that I started exercising. Exercise sharpens the mind, he said. It helps to focus you. It'll give you energy as well. Counterintuitive, but by expending energy to do exercise, you will build your stamina and it will give you more energy in the long run. So I decided to do what he said. And I kind of started in kind of a half-assed manner. I didn't really take it seriously in the beginning, but I started to run. And it was amazing how quickly I saw the difference. And once I started to see the difference, I became completely addicted to the sport. I've been running ever since. But why running? You might be wondering, why running? This is not really important, but let's digress again, just a little. Why running? Actually, there was no good reason for choosing running. It was simply that it was convenient. It was something that I could do by myself. I didn't really need any special equipment. And in fact, when I first started, I didn't even have proper running gear. I didn't have proper running shoes, which was actually a bit of a mistake because I didn't do my knees any good running on the hard concrete in shoes that weren't appropriate. But anyway, I just started. I just threw myself into it. I guess the reason I chose running was because at that time, we lived by a park that had a proper running course. It was 1,200 meters, 1.2 kilometers. And, you know, it was right next to my house. You might be interested to know that that running course was actually in Tokyo's most haunted park, which maybe I'll tell you about in a future episode. But it was there, and it was convenient. So I started to run along that path. Now, the first day that I tried it, I'll never forget that day. I couldn't have run more than a couple of hundred meters before I was panting and out of breath. And I actually didn't make it around the course, just 1.2 kilometers. I think I got about halfway and I had to stop. I had to rest. Just 600 meters. I couldn't do it. That was how out of shape I was. Not overweight. I've always been very skinny. Like I said, I weigh very little. I'm very, very small for a British person. But I had no stamina, no muscles to keep me going. 600 meters, that was it. I had to stop and walk back. But I decided the next day I was going to run 601 meters, just another meter. It's all I was going to push myself to do. But I had to do just one more meter. And I pushed myself. And the same again, halfway round. Wow. I'm panting and I can't breathe. My chest is so tight and I felt sick, physically sick from the effort. But I pushed myself and I ran just a tiny bit further, maybe even a little more than 1 meter further. But I ran 600 and a few meters. And then the next day I said to myself, tomorrow I'm just going to run just one more meter. And I did. And each day was the same. I think I took a break at weekends at that time. Monday to Friday, it was the same. I kept going and just a little bit more each time. Just a little bit more each time. Before I knew it, I was clearing the full course and starting on a second round. Over the weeks, over the months, before I knew it, I was doing 2 laps of the course. Then slowly, but surely, 3 laps. Each time, just a little bit more, then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. Just pushing myself not to do something crazy, not to run a marathon, not to run a stupid distance that I knew I couldn't do, but just each time, just a little bit more. Just got to run one more meter. That was all I told myself. If I can do that, that's good enough. And I did. Bits by bits by bits. My pace got faster. My distance got further. And with that, my energy too. I stopped feeling tired so much. I stopped having no stamina. Stopped having no energy. I started to find my everyday life just got easier. It was exactly like my friend told me. It focuses the mind. It helps you concentrate on other things. I got my PhD proposal finished. I got it handed in and got a place, which I'm at the time of recording this, I'm still doing now. I'm about halfway to 2/3 through at the moment. Halfway, close to halfway actually. But it was all down to running. Well, actually not 100% down to running. In 2013, I actually made two decisions. Two decisions which completely changed my life, changed everything for me. One of them was running. If I hadn't have started running, I don't think I would be doing my PhD now. And I don't think I would have eventually left the company I worked for and started my own company, which is, of course, Doing English. It's because I started running that I was able to do those things, because of the energy that I got from doing it, from the increased focus, the increased concentration. And that is my big tip for you today. English is very similar to a sport, especially something like running. If you've never run before, the idea of running 10 kilometers is mind-blowing. At the beginning, I couldn't even run 600 meters. I couldn't even run that without feeling tired and, to be honest, sick. The idea of running 10 kilometers, I couldn't even comprehend it. It was just something that seemed completely impossible. But if I had focused on that, if I had thought to myself, I want to run a marathon, I want to run 10 kilometers, I probably never would have got started because it's too much. You just can't do that from the beginning. You've got to work your way up to it. English is exactly the same. You can't just master the English language in a day. There are all kinds of silly magic methods and things out there, which frankly don't work, but promise huge results, promise fluency in a very short amount of time. If you read the small print, it probably tells you something like, you know, their definition of fluency is being able to function on holiday in an English-speaking country or something like that. You know, they twist the meaning of fluency to mean something else. It seems like what you're getting is amazing, but actually it doesn't really do much. That's not the topic of today, but we'll get to that in a future episode. But English can't be done in a day. It can't be done in a month. If you're aiming for mastery, the level that I like to coach students to, I work with high-level intermediate to advanced, experts, professionals, specialists, people who need extremely high levels of English, people who want to master the English language. If you want to get to that stage, if you want to get to the stage of mastery, you can't do it in a short amount of time. You need to just push a little bit at a time each day. And over time, everything you do piles up. It builds upon itself a little bit at a time. And eventually, you realize you're running 10 kilometers. Or in terms of English, you're giving presentations in English, and you're answering the questions that come without even thinking about it. You're joining meetings in English, or say if you're a freelancer, you are selling your service or your product to English speakers, and you're not really thinking about your English. That is my goal for people who come to doing English. And it can be done, but it can't be done in a day. It needs to be done a little bit at a time, just like me with running. So today is a big day for me. Today is the first day I ran, well, almost 10 kilometers. I'm actually going to have to do it again because I was a little bit short. But still, I think, you know, it was so close to 10 kilometers. I'm considering it challenge completed. Haha. And I encourage you to think of your English in exactly the same way. And I also encourage you to start running if you want to master the English language. And that is going to be the topic of next week's show. Why you should start running if you want to master the English language. And yes, I am saying this. If you're serious about mastering English, I think you should start to run. So, that is it for me today. I'll be back 7 days from now, next week, with part two of today's running-themed show. Running for English Success, as it were. Which, by the way, is the title of a book that I am currently writing. It's not out yet, and it might not be out for a little while. But that is something to look forward to if you liked today's episode. And if you did like today's episode, you're going to love next week's. And if you want to make sure that you get that, you're definitely going to want to head over to iTunes. That's right. Go to your PC. Start up your PC if you're not there already. Go to iTunes, type Doing English into the search bar. Subscribe. And go ahead and leave a review. Let me know what you thought of today's episode and what you think of the Doing English podcast so far. I love to read your comments and your reviews. So go ahead, do that now before you forget. And I will see you, my friend, 7 days from now. This is Julian signing off for today. Goodbye and take care.